Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Yosef Tzvi ben Marison and Miriam, Brachos Al Chatzai Dodov, and Refuas Chayuch HaVifegah Bas Michal HaGisbasia, Parashas Vayigash, Perek Memvav Pasuk Aleph, V'Yizbach Tzvachim L'Okei Aviv Yitzchak. It says in the Pasuk that Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim, goes to Beersheva, and brings Karbonos to the God of his father Yitzchak. Asks Rashi, what about Yaakov? What about Avram? He's also the God of Avram. And answers Rashi that a person's Chayuch V'Chavad Aviv Yoser mikavod avi aviv. Comes the Ramban, and the Ramban notes a few psukim where the father is mentioned. Here the father is not mentioned. Rashi says in order to tell us that the father comes before the grandfather. But look at Parshas Vayishlach. Yaakov is davening to be saved from Esav. He says, Elokei avi Avram, Elokei avi Yitzchak. Also Parshas Vayetze, when Yaakov is running away from Lavan, he says, Lule Elokei avi Avram, upachad Yitzchak. So both times he mentions his father before his grandfather. He also brings the pasuk from Parshas Vayichi, Ha'alokim asher el-sachu avosai lefanav Avram b'Yitzchak. So you see all these psukim where you see that not only is the father mentioned, the grandfather mentioned, but the grandfather precedes the father, whereas Rashi learns from our pasuk based on the Medrash that the grandfather isn't mentioned because the father comes before the grandfather. In the Sefer Livyas Chayim, which is written by the grandson of the Bach, Parashas Vayigash, he answers the first two psukim that it says in the Gemara in Kiddushin that they asked Rabbi Eliezer, your father says, Ashkeni Mayim, your father says, give me water to drink, and your mother says, give me water to drink. Which one of them comes first? And Rabbi Eliezer says, the father comes first. And the reason is because both you and your mother are obligated to honor your father. So says the Livyas Chayim, according to this, the same instance, if you're with your father and your grandfather, why aren't you makdim your grandfather, because both you and your father are obligated to honor your grandfather. That's number one. In other words, just like you listen to your father when your mother and father ask you for water, because both you and your mother are obligated in your father's honor, so too, both you and your father are obligated in your grandfather's honor. So be mechavet your grandfather. Is also mechadesh. There's a chiluk. If the mother is alive, we say that since your mother is chayev is bechvoid aviv, therefore your father comes first. So what din benil nidan? When Yitzchak was adayin chay, when Yitzchak was still alive, so Yitzchak was chayev bechvoid Avram. And even la'achar moisav ram, shrei chayav l'chabir av b'chayav u'b'moisai. Because of this, in the psukim, in Parashas Vayetze, in Parashas Vayishlach, since Yitzchak was still alive, he was makdim Avram, because both Yaakov and Yitzchak were chayav to honor Avram. Mashen came to Parashas Vayigash, Yitzchak was no longer alive. And if so, Yitzchak no longer has a chiyuv to be mechaber Avram. So therefore, it's like the case where the parents got divorced. Then you can honor whoever you want. But benidon nidon, there's a reason to be makdim Yitzchak. Like Rashi says that a person Yaakov is chayiv b'chavad Yitzchak yoser, because a person's chayiv b'chavad aviv yoser mikavad avi aviv. So that doesn't resolve the pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, because there Yitzchak was already dead. And nevertheless, Avram comes first in the pasuk in Parashas Vayechi, according to his svara. What he should have done was, he should have been makdim Yitzchak, because chayav Adam mikavod aviv, yosir mikavod avi aviv. But akopanim, the two psukim, where Yitzchak was still alive, since Yitzchak was chayav mikavod Avram, Yaakov was makdim Avram to Yitzchak. Mashen came in our pasuk. Where Yitzchak is no longer alive. So there he's makdim Yitzchak, because a person has to honor his father more than his grandfather. So at least we resolve three of the psukim. Again, the pasuk in Vayichi, where Avram comes first, doesn't stem with this. But the other psukim do. That you have to be makdim. If neither of them are alive, then if the father is no longer alive, then you're makdim the father, because because then he's not obligated to honor the grandfather, but the father is alive, he's obligated to honor the grandfather, so then the grandfather's going to come first. Why is the grandfather going to come first? Because you and your father are obligated to honor your grandfather, just like you and your mother are obligated to honor your father, so the father would come first. So that's the Liv Yaschein. V'yesh la'ayim b'liv yaschein b'tarti. So says Marein of Rabbeinu, HaGoyin Rav Avram, Zechet Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, Rav Avram Genachovsky, that we have to be ma'ayin to inyanim. Number one, if with your father and your grandfather, we say this klal, that both you and your father are obligated to honor your grandfather. If with your father and grandfather, we say the klal, that you and your father are obligated to honor your grandfather, and therefore your grandfather will come first. And number two, that the svara of ata ve'imcha chayavim b'chvodo doesn't apply after death. We said that after death, then there's no longer eze mehem sheyirtze. So here also, since Yitzchak is no longer alive, so then there's no longer a svara that Yitzchak is obligated to honor Avram. So, and here there's a reason to be makdim Yitzchak, because Kavod Aviv comes first, and therefore he's makdim his father. So let's first start with Ata v'hu chayavim b'chvodo. The Levi Yaschem says that if, when with regard to your father and grandfather, we say this klal, that both you and your father are obligated to honor your grandfather, and therefore your grandfather is going to come first. And we have to ask the following question. We see now like this in the Ramah, because the Ramah writes that chayav b'kavod aviv yoser mikavod avi aviv. And l'choira, the Ramah is talking even when they're both alive. So you see from the Ramah that you're obligated to honor your father before your grandfather, even when they're both alive. El Shebeemez, Tikshi ala Ramah, Kushias Aliv Yaschein. But then we have the Liv Yaschein's Kasha. What do you mean? Darei Aviv, Chayiv B'Chavoyed Aviv. Your father has to honor your grandfather. And we say in Kiddush in the rule that Ata V'imcha Chayiv B'Chavoyed Avivcha. Both you and your mother are obligated to honor your father. So since both you and your mother are obligated to honor your father, there's a conflict. Your father comes first, so too you and your father are obligated to honor your grandfather, so your grandfather comes first. So why does the Ramah paskin that the father comes first? So you have to mechalek the dina the ata v'imcha chayav b'chor avicha mahani back ba'avein. This svara that you and your mother have to honor your father, and therefore your father comes first, only works with parents, because the father is on the same level chiyuv as the mother. However, if it's a smaller chiyuv, then we don't say that. In other words, here, the conflict is between your father and your grandfather. Your father, you have more of a chiyuv to mechabit your father and grandfather. If they're equal, then you come on to this svara of you and your mother obligated to honor your father, because the honor of kavod is equal. But if you have to honor your father more than your grandfather, then you don't even come onto the svar of you and your father are obligated to honor your grandfather, because you start with the fact that your father, the chiyuv kavod for your father is greater than your grandfather. So mele you're mechabed your father. That's why the Ramah paskins that chayav b'kavod aviv, yosem b'kavod avi aviv. Ulhamur b'dat ha-ramah, im imo ha-almana nis'a. So based on the Ramah, let's say a person's mother is an almana and she gets married, and then her husband says, give me water. And the mother says, give me water. We don't say that you listen to the mother's husband, because your chiyuv to be mechaved, your mother, is greater than your chiyuv to be mechaved, your stepfather. And therefore your mother is going to come first, even though your mother is obligated to honor your stepfather. But as far as you're concerned, you have to honor your mother more than your stepfather. So there's no competition. Right away, your mother wins. Only when they're equal 50-50, they have the same chiyuv kavod, then you say who's obligated to honor who. But when you have to honor one more than the others, then you don't get to the shadow of West to honor. You have to honor your mother more before your stepfather. So in Mele, you go to your mother. You give your mother before the stepson. However, the Minchas Chinuch writes a different reason le'inyan bal imo. She'ikar ha'chiyuv hainu kibud ha'em. Is honoring your mother, and that you have to honor your mother's husband, is only because of the chiyuv kibud ahem, and therefore your mother comes first, because the whole kibud of your stepfather is because of your mother. So in the mail, if there's a conflict, your mother comes first. So based on what we're saying, even without that, you have to honor your mother more. Forget about the fact that you have to honor your stepfather because of your mother. You have a chiyuv kibud of ahem much before your stepfather. So Melishi comes first. Ulach Oyla, we can't say the Svar of the Minchas Chinuch, also the Inyan Avi Aviv, that we should say that we don't say you and your father are obligated to honor your grandfather, and therefore you have to honor your grandfather first, since the Chiyuv to be Mechaved, your grandfather, is only because of your father. So maybe we should say that you have to honor your father first, because the only reason you're chayv to mechabit your grandfather is not the father. Because lechor it's not so. Because the chiyuv to be mechabit avi aviv is a chiyuv atzmi. It's not machmas ha'av. It's a chiyuv atzmi on the grandfather. It's not because of the father that you have to honor your grandfather. It's not because it's my father's father, I have to honor my grandfather. But because of the fact that he's your grandfather. And therefore, we're not going to say the same svar of the Minchas Chinuch when it comes to Avi Aviv. Ulefize nafkamina, sherei katava minchat chinuch, l'nyan baal imo. So we have a nafkamina, because the Minchas Chinuch writes, with respect to your mother's husband, that a mother could tell her son, she'eino chayav lechabed ba'ala. Ha'em yichola lomar lebna she'eino chayav. A mother can tell her son that he doesn't have to honor her husband. But ba'avi aviv, it's not so. If your father says, don't be mechabed grandpa, you don't listen? Because it's a chiyuv atzmi on your grandfather, it's not only mitzad your father, it's not mikoch your father. Givaldik. Now who would come first? Your father's father or your mother's father? Bipshuto, your father's father, because you're obligated to honor your father first. But based on what we're saying, it's not true. Why? Because the chiyuv grandfather is a chiyuv atzmi, it's not machmas the parent. If it was machmas the parent, then your father comes first. Just like your father comes before your mother. But if it's machmas the grandparent, then it's a chiyuv atzmi because the grandparent, then what's the difference? So that's point number one. Point number two is that the Livy Aschein wrote that the svara of ata v'imcha chayavim b'chvodo, both you and your mother are obligated to honor your father, but this svara wouldn't apply after Misa. So therefore, the Livy Aschein says that if the mother is still alive, we say that since the mother is alive, she's obligated to honor the father, therefore your father comes first. And so too, Yitzchak was still alive, so Yitzchak was chayv l'chvod Avram. But when Yitzchak is no longer alive, and he's no longer chayv l'kavod Avram, and the kavod of Avram comes first. Only when Yitzchak is still alive, you would say the svara of ata v'imcha or ata v'avicha, chayv m'kvod zkencha. So yesh l'ayin b'zeh, because kach kosav Shuvus Rabbi Akiva Egel, Shadan Heachya Seha Ben, Ofen Shemetu Aveim. What is the son going to do when both the father and the mother died? the mother commands the child, the mother's command is against the father's command. Neither parent is here anymore. And then you have a conflict between listening to your mother and listening to your father. So he says, one could say that you can listen to whoever you want. But even though we say, Makdimin ha'av, the ata v'imcha chayav b'chvodo, nevertheless says in the Gemara that if they got divorced, they're equal, and you get to choose. Because the mother is no longer obligated to honor the father, they're divorced. So too, when the mother is dead, so now you get to choose. Because the mother, even if the father is still alive, l'chor, unless you say that Stama Kavod HaChaim is greater than Kavod HaMeis, but let's say neither of them are here. So the mother's command conflicts with the father's command. So Ezer Shiyir Tziyasa, neither of them are here. You can't say the mother is still obligated to honor the father. She's not. And he brings from the Levi Aschein this vort that when a person dies, then you get to choose. There's no longer a svara of Atav Imcha Chayav B'Chvodo. However, Rabbi Kivega writes that in the Beis Yosef, in Yeradei and Simon Shinayin Vav, it's Mavuar, Shebitzavas, Av, Bitzavas, Eim, Asotuot, Yasek, Itzavat, Av, Mipat, Av, Kodem, Laem. Umim Rabbi Akiva Eger, Shemaviyat Abet Yosef, that if you have a commandment of the father that you have a conflict between, this is in Shinayin Vav, a conflict between the mother's command and the father's command, you should do like the father, because the father comes before the mother. Even if the mother is no longer alive. So you see, there's a chilek between Misa and Gerushin. And then the Ricky Vager says, I don't know, what is the chilek between Misa and Gerushin? Why, when it comes to Gerushin, you get to choose? And when it comes to Misa, you say the father comes first, because Ata v'imcha chayav b'chvodo. L'shitat ha-Rama shecholek al Levi Aschein, according to the Rama, who argues with the Levi Aschein, and he holds that even b'chaye ha'av, makdim ha'av, he says that even when the father is alive, remember the Levi Aschein held that when the father is alive, then the grandfather comes first, and the Rama argues, and he says, no, when the father is alive, the father comes first. So how are you going to be miyashiv the kash of the Ramban, who asks, look at all those psukim, where he's makdim Avram. Yitzchak should always come first, even b'chaye Yitzchak. So how are we going to be miyashiv the Levi Aschein? As yesh li yashiv shebeparashat vayishlach lo shayach l'inyan kibud. Parashas vayishlach, it wasn't, he was davening to be saved from Esau, he was looking for a schus. So there's no din of kavod, that you're just looking for the biggest schus. So he's makdim Avram, which is the biggest schus. In Vayigash, we're not talking about a tefillah, we're talking about a hakrabas hakarban, hoidol adol Hashem, that Yosef is still alive. So there the din is, to be maskir abba kodim, shechayav Yosef v'chvodah. There it's already a din of kavod, in the world of hodah. Okay, this is a major league, huge topic. And Amir Tashem, we will a lot to say. So please stay tuned, and hopefully we will see more Nefilos Mitaras Hashem on this topic. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.